Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Sunday. It is a hot and humid day here in Florida, Central Florida. It is June 14th. It's a lovely Sunday morning. It's a great day to either go to the beach or, hey, stay inside and do some yoga. I have somebody here on who I will be talking with, Tara Cervantes. She is a yoga instructor. And let me see, let me get her on. Hello, Tara.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, you are on. We are doing our very own radio show here, and today we are talking about yoga, a mind-body connection. And Tara Cervantes is going to be talking with us at the Six Pillars this Thursday, June 18th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in DeLand, about her experience and her training as a yoga instructor. So I'm really excited to have you on here today.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here. It's a chance for me to be able to share some of the goodness I've learned with yoga with some, hopefully with some new people, and help them see how they can use it to help their lives get better.
Yeah. It's really wonderful. And that's what we're all about here at the Insights Counseling Center and the Six Pillars, is about helping people find balance and so that they can be the best themselves that they can be. So, Tara, how did you get into yoga in the first place?
I had done it. I'm in my 40s now. I had done it. I'd play around with it some, just with friends and stuff, doing DVDs or in somebody's house for a while, but never seriously and never with a specific teacher. And then probably about 5 years ago, I had a back crisis. I'd had back surgery 20 years ago, and it started acting up again after I had gone to grad school and I was sitting immobile a lot. And so once my back started hurting, I started trying to figure out ways that I could get back into movement and trying to offset some of the pain that I was dealing with. And I started going to a local yoga studio for the first time. And so that was much different than doing it at home just with a DVD, just because then I could actually learn from somebody and see what they were doing. And so then I just kept going with it. It was a chance at the time when I first started going back, in addition to the physical difficulties, I was going through some personal circumstances, which were kind of dicey to say the least. And without realizing it, I put myself, I used yoga in order to help me learn to work with the energy that I was going through and kind of take some control back. And the studio and getting on the mat and doing yoga was a way that I ended up bringing myself back into balance and was able to deal with the situations around me a lot better. And I didn't realize that was all going to come. I just thought I was going to go move a little bit and, you know, shake a little bit out of my back. And I ended up getting a lot more out of it, which is what helped me keep going.
Right. You know, and it's one of those things that when people, they experience pain, is oftentimes they do the opposite than what you did. You went to go and move and mobilize yourself again, whereas opposed to many people, once they have pain, they don't want to, that it's very frightening and depressing, and they want to stay more immobile because they feel as though they're protecting themselves that way. So this was
right,
very brave.
One of the things that I have gotten much more familiar with over the last years is realizing the, you know, when you're in pain, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, anything, it's very hard to realize that you can get past that, and you become so focused, you know, the more you focus on the pain, the more it, you end up identifying with it. And just like you said, I mean, there's days, especially depending if somebody is going through some sort of an emotional trauma, if they're depressed, or if you're somebody who's got a lot of social anxiety or PTSD, but anything where you end up where you're in your head, and then, you know, any kind of physical pain where you can actually, I mean, for me, sometimes with my back, I actually get stuck on the floor, so you're physically stuck in something. So, you know, sometimes it's, the pain is so much that you either, you know, you do, it swallows you to a certain point, and then you have to you can come to a point where you can realize that, wait a minute, I don't have to sit right. If I stay in this position, I'm not going to get any better. So what can I do to move past this or move through it? And it's finding a way to do that as gently with yourself as possible. So,
right.
Yes.
So, yeah,
using yoga to get unstuck on a variety of levels.
Yes, I love that when we can use one thing and get many places and move on many levels, because we are many levels. We are, like we say in the six pillars, physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, you know, nutritional. We are all of those things, and if we don't connect on all those levels, we're just not going to be able to be our full, you know, live our full potential. So, Tara, tell me, what did you see start happening with you physically and mentally?
Well, as I briefly mentioned, at first, just basic physical aches and pains from not having moved, and I had gained weight from not being able to move, so, I mean, on the physical aspect, just some general well-being. Once I started being able to get into the poses, even though I wasn't doing them correctly, but even just getting myself into that space, that started this whole process, really, where I started taking better care of myself. I started, like, the unintended things or the things that I found out that I had no expectations of. Like, I started sleeping better. That's something that comes with a lot of people when they start doing yoga. There's usually a series at the end of class where you get to do meditation and breath work, and a lot of times if nobody's ever taken the time to do that with themselves, it's a learning process where you're able to realize that you can let your thoughts go by and you don't have to react to all of them. So sometimes just being able to get into that stillness is huge, and then being able to take that stillness with you throughout your daily life, and all of a sudden you can start realizing that, hey, I'm not my thoughts. And for a lot of people and for myself, I didn't have any of that before. I just thought that my thoughts were me, and that's what I was working with. Mm. And then really weird things started happening. I've always been a chronic nail biter. All of a sudden, I just stopped biting my nails. That was very strange. you know, so it was. It was just this really weird, I'm trying to think, like all these little idiosyncrasies, you know, just quirks, you know, that started changing things that I just always assumed, again, that that's just how I was. So I started noticing changes. I started noticing that my relationships around me were getting better as much as I was. At first, there was a lot of yuckiness and funk. I call it there's like sludge inside. And a lot of that, when I first started going, you start shaking a lot of that loose. So it almost feels like I almost felt like I had a cold. Sometimes after class, I just felt so yucky, and then I had to learn to start drinking water to flush things out. And then that's kind of when I really got my first taste of saying, hey, you know, there's more going on here than just me working out a little bit and me stretching, you know. And then I started seeing that if I did yoga in the morning, that it helped me go through the day better, because I was grounding down into myself, and it ended up helping me establish different boundaries with people. People that I would have normally not the best relationships with, I was able to stay centered in myself, and I didn't react to them as the same. So it ended up that even though I was working on my body, I started realizing all these things about how doing it was really helping me on so many different levels. So then I really started experimenting with doing it in the morning or doing it at night, you know, and I noticed that if I went inside and got myself straight pretty much in the morning, that then I had better relations during the day. And if I did yoga at night, then it helped me release the stress of the day or shake off whatever tension or anything I had. So then I slept better. So then the next morning I got up and I felt better. And so then it was just really understanding that it was something that I could use on a physical level that was helping me mentally and emotionally and spiritually and everything else. So then that was kind of what, so then I just kind of kept going with it. And then as I got into teacher training, I had decided to go back to that because I almost had to walk away from yoga after I ended up back in the hospital for my back 1 year. And then I really started figuring out that everything that we've ever been through is stored in our bodies just like it is in our minds. And so we have all these muscle memories. And in order to use yoga to move past a lot of these memories, you know, it's a process that we can use every day. And then even learning how and where the different energies of our memories are stored into our bodies, like anger is stored in a different place than grief is. Depression is stored in a different place. So you can actually do yoga with a specific intent in mind in order to move through different emotions. So, you know, there's a generalized practice that anybody can do. And, you know, there's so many different yoga studios and so many different styles that you can, that somebody can pick, and you just pick the one that works for you. You know, everybody's different. So, but if you can understand where, what you can get out of the, some of the specific postures, and even if the teacher doesn't talk about them, then that's something that you can end up with. It's just a different level of understanding and a different level of intent that you can put into it when you go to do your practice as to what you're doing it for, if there's a specific emotion that you want to release or a different memory that you want to release. And then that in turn creates space where you can have this empty space, and then you can set your intent for new patterns or new reactions to come in. And it's just, it's all good.
That is good. You know, and I personally, I always like to know more, know deeper, where oftentimes when I've gone to classes, it's just, you know, do this pose, do that pose, and not a whole lot of explaining about it. And so that I find that extremely interesting to learn.
Yeah, I mean, and when you're in a, you know, most people, or not most, but a lot of people, people are going to class and they do, they just, they want the movement. They don't know why the poses work, what they're doing, but they know they feel good at the end of class. And I don't think people necessarily understand that you store the tension in your body as much as you do in your mind. And that from a larger aspect, the more you go and release the tension in your body, then it allows you to hear the tensions in your mind that you wouldn't even have heard before. So then it kind of starts this whole loop that's going. And so for a yoga teacher in general, when you have people of all different skill levels, you know, you don't always have time to really get into what the poses are doing or what they can do. So yes, that's one of the reasons why I hope that our talk on Thursday night will give people some questions let people get some answers that then to understand what it is doing for them and why. And then that way they can just start noticing the next time that they go to their class, you know, oh, okay, look, we're doing hips this week or we're doing legs and gee, you know, this is how I felt afterwards. And it's kind of, it just gives you a better understanding of what you're working with and how to get even more out of the classes when you go.
Exactly.
So we aren't going to be actually doing, we're not going to be doing any, I mean, nobody has to come in workout gear. We're not going to do anything like that. At the most, we might do a little bit of breath work. But generally, I just want to come and, like, use it more of an educational session to where people can get some understandings of where the emotions are stored in their body and how we can actually use our bodies to get better, just as somebody does when they come in to see you for the EMDR training, you know, or any kind of counseling or therapy, more like that. I want people to understand more about that connection so that they can then go and realize that they can do yoga just as they can to go and complement going to a counseling or a therapy session.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's a great complement to each other, and that, which is, again, what we're all about here at the Six Pillars, is the more you incorporate all aspects, the healthier you're going to be, the stronger you're going to be, and the more you're going to be able to live out your full potential self. So we are really looking forward to seeing you and hearing your talk on Thursday over in the land. If you want to learn more about it, sign up for your own seat, 386-492-0778. And thank you so much for being on here, Tara. This was wonderful.
Thank you, Colin. I'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Great. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
And thank you all for listening in today. You have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.